fun to talk about a film that you made over 35 years ago? Still kind of fun to talk about?
No. No fun at all. It's embarrassing. I mean, the film plays, and then I come out 35 years later. It's a bit embarrassing. I have to suck my stomach in and stick my chin out, get light on my feet, you know, balls on my feet, and pretend I'm 35 years. No, it's got to be a bit of a shock to the audience to see an actor 35 years later. So I address it on stage. What you and I are talking about is I'm coming to Cedar Rapids to come on stage after they play this wonderful film called The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek film that has a historical purpose, and I come on afterwards and play with the audience, and we have an hour or more of fun and information, and it's really happening.
Yeah, I am going to be the moderator of that night.
I had forgotten that. You and I are going to have so much fun. As a result, the audience will have fun.
I am super excited about that and honored. Let's go ahead and talk about the Wrath of Khan. After the initial film, were you a little worried or nervous that the second one, the sequel, The Wrath of Khan, might not get the green light to go ahead and...
They weren't going to make a second film. The first film, called The Movie, was moderately, you know, accepted, but it wasn't, for a variety of reasons, some of which I go into when I'm on stage. It wasn't quite as wonderful. And Paramount thought they won't make another one. And Paramount, the head of Paramount, the owner of Paramount at that point, his wife said, "You got to do another film." So he said to his minions, "Let's make another film, but let's hand it over to the TV arm and let's make it far less cheaper," which is what we did. And thusly, The Wrath of Khan.
What a great movie. Still stands up after 35 years. Probably the best or second best in the original franchise. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think Star Trek V was by far the best film. This is comes in second.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good.
The fact that I directed Star Trek V has no bearing on my opinion.
Very good. What about Ricardo returning as the classic villain Khan? Was that a must to get him back in that iconic role?
Well, I'm not sure how much persuasion he needed. By that time, he had lost either all or a great deal of his ability to walk. And so he had built him. He was an athlete. And I've got a rather extensive story about him and me and my... my one-sided acquaintance with him, and then after we made the film, we became good friends, and I always addressed him as Ricardo Montalban.
What about the storyline of having a son in the film? How'd you feel about that?
You know, I think the more, I don't remember how specifically I felt when they broached the idea, but I've always known and adhere to it more often today than yesterday, that the more you can have the audience identify emotionally with the character, the better the character is. And so having relations and, you know, family and things going wrong and all is part of building a familiarity with the audience to the character, or the other way around, I think.